This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I don't like filling up my gas tank. I did that yesterday and it stunk and I was grumpy. I was posting pictures of how much I was spending. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And we have a couple trucks. And it's because, you know, we use trucks when we move things and trucks are very useful. Now, the men in my family, they're kind of truck. We have truck, Jeep, and then I have a little sporty car because mommy was, you know, sick of driving mommy mobiles. We will eventually get a hybrid or an electric vehicle. It's just too gosh darn expensive right now. And right now I'm in saving mode. But when you have trucks, you're definitely getting bit in the butt when it comes to gas. Now, I don't drive as much as I used to. Now that I don't have to work, I used to work at a place that was like, I don't know, 25 miles away. So I don't have to go there. My studio wasn't too far from home. So I could go to the studio. I see patients with telemedicine. I do some of my meetings, whatever. And it works out pretty good. So I'm definitely using less gas. But the majority of America who is back to work or has been threatened that if they don't go back to work, they will lose their job. They can't work from home. I have to spend money on gas. So in California had suggested that they were going to give $400 rebate. Now we're being told it actually could be up to $800 to vehicle owners. Multiple states are trying to do something, grappling with the high gas prices. Georgia and Maryland passed bills to pause their state gas taxes, about 29 cents and 36 cents per gallon of regular gasoline. That's going to help. A lot. Lawmakers in Massachusetts, New Jersey, Connecticut, according to USA Today, are also calling this week to cut or lower gas taxes in response to fuel prices. California, though, is doing something different. And our Congress might do the same. California is thinking about sending cash directly to millions of vehicle owners. And, the state had sent out $600 stimulus checks. They had tons of a budget surplus. California got a lot more money than they needed. And so they have all this extra money to spend. I would, if I were them, one, save it for a rainy day. And there are going to be rainy days, two. Build extra hospital beds and medical facilities. I don't think they have enough for their 75 million population. That's just me. But they want to give money for gas. And I get it, because in California, when I lived there to go to UCLA, it was about an hour and a half drive each way because I lived in Sherman Oaks. So I get it. So what they want to do, Governor Newsom had proposed that vehicle owners get $400 on a debit card per registered vehicle. But get this, it's up to two per person. I think it's up to two per vehicle. That's what I think it meant. That's where I think the $800 comes in. All residents, regardless of vehicle ownership, would see free public transportation for 3 months. So for those of you taking the train, subway, they do have a subway system, bus, it would be free. Now, the plan has to be approved by the state legislature. They say we're taking immediate action to get money directly to the pockets of Californians who are facing higher gas prices as a result of Putin's invasion of Ukraine. California drivers spend on average $300 in gas taxes per year. Now, lawmakers don't think that's the best idea. In terms of Congress, they're looking at maybe doing a $100 monthly gas stimulus.
It
helps. Everything helps.
But again, what about rent? What about, rent's going up. What about food? What about medical costs are going up? Are you going to send money for that too? So I'm not sure what the best way to go is. So according to a report published in Business Insider, the feds are trying to put together a stimulus rebate program. If passed, it might see additional $100 stimulus payments plus an additional $100 per dependent made monthly as long as the average gas price is above $4 per gallon.
Remember I told you yesterday,
any state or area where it's over $4 a gallon on average. Now, the problem we have with that is I live in Las Vegas, and so when I see what's reported of the average gas prices, it's not, I'm in the city, I drive around the city, the prices are higher than whatever they're reporting. So I beg to differ, and I'd be like sending pictures going, no, we're above that. So in my neck of the woods, it was at $5.89 a gallon. That's a lot. Yet they're not saying that. They're saying Vegas or Nevada, Southern Nevada, is at like the $4.50 mark. I paid $1.30 more a gallon. The program would have an income cap. Folks filing the single on their taxes would be eligible as long as they make $80,000 less a year. Joint filers if they make $160,000 a year. So the proposal is known as the Gas Rebate Act. It was introduced by Representative Mike Thompson of California, John Larson of Connecticut, Lauren Underwood of Illinois. Not a lot of details. We're still kind of learning as we go. But the issues we have with gas, there's a few things. One is we're not really as reliant. We aren't as independent as we need to be. And we're reliant on these other countries, which is an absolute cluster and a half. Number two is we do have, more people driving. I was able to scrape together some money to get a used Chevy Chevette with no air conditioning, when I was 18, so I could support myself and all that. But, you got families where their kids have cars. Since everybody's working, once these kids turn 16, they get access to a car. And so you have people with multiple cars in the family. That's something that we didn't have decades ago that now we do. So you do have more people driving. So there is more demand. Now that people are going back to work or they want to travel and we're coming into the spring and the summer, the demand's going to be up. So I worry that the prices are going to keep going up, that if they do pass $100, someone's going to say that's not enough.
We need more.
So, yeah. I don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we have now a little controversy, actually a lot of drama going on that has to do with sports and a possible touch to booby. And this is something that, man, in this day and age, it's crazy. People are losing their minds over what happened. And I gotta admit, I looked at the video. I don't think it happened. So just to kind of recap what's going on is University of Arizona star Benedict Mathurin, the third. He was he's a star of the Wildcats. He is I guess they had an 85-80 overtime victory. I didn't see the game, and he's walking off the court, arms out, excited. The cheerleaders, or the, I'm not sure if they have a new term for it. I think they call them the star. I think there might be another term, but there's a cheerleader. In her proper position, they are off the main court, but still on the sideline. They're on the sideline where they should be, standing there, you know, I guess, doing what they do. And as the player is coming off, I guess in the video it looks like he accidentally tapped her breast. Now, I saw the video. I didn't see it. It looks like he's walking. He's coming close, and then he brings his arms down. So I didn't look it to me, but apparently people think that he did. He's been asked to apologize. And, you know, it stinks. You know, being a woman, it has stunk. You know, people, sleazy people, you know, grabbing, things like that. But there's also been accidents. And people have accidentally hit somebody. No deal. I mean, they're there. You got movies like mine, they're there. I got a butt, it's in the way. Things get hit. It happens. No deal. I don't care. No big deal. But as a woman, it's you know when somebody was going for it or being creepy. I told you guys I had to can a patient because he always wanted to hug. And I would hug my patients, but when I would hug them, because, you know, I would go for the up, and I stopped doing that because a lot of people have done that. When you go for the up, when they kind of go for the down, they're able to kind of touch the side. And twice he did. The first time I was like, was that an accident? Second time he did it, I'm like, you're out of here. You are out of here. And the wife kept calling, going, why did you, you know, I'm going to take you to the board. Why did you abandon him? And we called the board. We told the board. We go, look. And there's, you know, in fact, it was funny. My husband called the board. And he said, look, we have a patient who keeps touching my wife's booby. You know, so we discharged him. And, you know, we've given him plenty of medicines, things like that. We're helping him for 30 days until, but, you know, the wife's mad. Can we tell the wife or no? Because she wants to know why. And we don't want to tell the wife. Like, don't tell the wife. You know, it's between you and the patient. He's going to have to, you know, come up with a reason or whatever. So it was kind of weird. But, you know, being a woman, you do get grabbed, groped. People try to cop a feel all the time. And it sucks. And, you know, I try to kick them in the cojones if I can. I smack them upside the face. I mean, you know what? It's happened to me enough that, you know, I like call them some names or whatever. And it stinks. It stinks that it happens. But there's also mistakes that happen. This is interesting because he might not have even touched her, and he's being accused of touching her. Now, I don't know if we heard or if there has been a statement from the cheerleader, because when you look at the video of him coming off, you know, if somebody hits you, you know, you'll kind of like, you know, you'll kind of cringe a little bit. Especially, man, if it's around your period time, it hurts sometimes. So if somebody smacks you in the booby, it hurts. But you don't see her flinch. She's still holding the pom-pom. She's still doing her thing. And I'm not saying that doesn't mean it happens. You know, when you're performing, you will do what you need to do despite something, somebody sneezing on you, somebody doing their thing wrong or whatever. But I don't even know if she complained. I don't even know if, and I worry about where this controversy is going to go, because if she wasn't touched and this ends up being just a simple, you know, misunderstanding, you know, I mean, people may be kind of going after this girl and she might not have even said anything. If she did and she said, look, I was touched, there has to be an investigation. So apparently he's even tried to reach out to her. But there's this footage that's circulating, and he said, I actually sent an email trying to reach out to the cheerleader through the TCU athletic department. I reached out to her and that is it. University athletic director Dave Heeks backed him up, saying while he does not recall any contact, he has attempted to reach out, you know, to apologize. So this is something that I think frustrates a lot of people, you know, especially men that work with women, on what happens if you accidentally bang it to somebody. And, you know, I have seen women lean over. And I'm not saying this with her. This is just, you know, in general. You know, look, if you're copping a feel and you're being, you know, disgusting, you know, you should be... You know, I sometimes I get so mad I just want their hand, like, you know, removed. But that shouldn't happen in the workplace. You should be fired. But we're talking about the innocent accidental hits. How do you handle it? I don't know. I mean, one thing I've noticed is men are now very hands to themselves. I talk with my hands, and how many times have I smacked somebody accidentally in the chest or in their groin? I'm like, oh my God, sorry. You know, or, yeah, you know, and you just, You just hit people when you talk. And so I had to kind of learn to kind of keep my hands to myself. And I'm noticing that a lot with guys. They're just very to themselves. And so then nobody could say that they accidentally touched them. Nobody could say, because, you know, women are getting a little boobier. Women are a little curvier these days. And you know, what if you're in line or you're at a Walmart or something and you turn around and you smack somebody in the butt? And it's on camera, and they're going to say you did that on purpose. It really puts you in a rough position. And so I'm not sure what the answer is going to be. You know, if the athlete did this, he's a bad person. But to me, it just looks like his arms are out, he came out, and then it doesn't look like to me that he purposely went to do a grab. And it's, you know, another thing, too, is the backhand. You know, a backhand looks also a lot more innocent than a this. You know, it's interesting. When I was training medical students on how to do breast exams, you know, the guys were really nervous. So, like, how do you do this without somebody accusing you of rape or accusing you of assault? Well, don't go up to a woman like this, okay? If you are going to do a breast exam, what I say is you do this, okay? You know, you have your fingers, and in fact, it's really hard to feel like that, you know, when you're looking for masses. So I say put your fingers together, you know, or you know, put, you know, use two fingers, but look like you are using your hands as instruments. And say, look, I'm going to be checking for lumps. All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go around the breast, explain to them what you're doing, check under your arm, go around, then we're going to check the nipple, then we're going to make sure there's no blood coming out of the nipple, so we squeeze a little bit to see if there's any discharge or blood. And you explain it, and it's, you know, it's frustrating because I hear a lot of male doctors, residents, students, they're like, I'm out, I'm not going there. And so you have a lot of people that aren't doing exams. Remember I told you I had patients saying that the doctor wouldn't even check their heart? Because they didn't want to be accused. There was somebody who accused the doctor of touching her boob with the stethoscope. But, you know, so we've been training the students to have people kind of lift the breast and move it. I don't like that. I don't like telling somebody to touch themselves. So, you know, me as a girl, I just take the thing and I push it up and I listen to the heart. You know, where I'm like, look, okay, I got to listen to the heart. You know, do you want me to move it? Do you want to move it? Just, you got to talk through. But in medicine, we fall all over ourselves trying to not look like we are assaulting somebody because we have to be in your space and we have to touch you. And sadly, there is assault. I had doctors that touched me completely inappropriately. Did that crap on purpose. I know they did when I was younger. And there was nothing I could do about it. And I was mad that it happened. One, I didn't realize it happened until after. Because I was like, is that what doctors are supposed to do? Are they supposed to do a vaginal exam? You know, when you're there for a kidney stone? And no. So, you know, there's been some, you know, real, real jerks out there that have gone too far. But we also can't go too far if it's an accident. People will run into each other. They'll hit each other. Things get hit. People have hit me. I've accidentally hit them. It's my bad. Move on. So we'll see what happens. I hope, you know, there's some, this gets resolved. If he didn't do it, I hope his career isn't ruined. If she felt assaulted and he did, then I hope there's some, you know, restitution. I don't know, but from what I could see, and I'm not there, you know, it's a booby touch. It happens. It sucks, though, that it does. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After 19 hours of contentious testimony, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson was asked by Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy what she hoped to bring to the Supreme Court.
What I would hope to bring is very similar to what 115 other justices have brought, which is their life experiences, their perspectives. And mine include being a trial judge, being an appellate judge. In addition to my being a black woman, lucky inheritor of the civil rights dream.
The Biden administration is announcing its intention to welcome over 100,000 Ukrainian refugees and others affected by the Russian war on Ukraine. The crisis in Ukraine has quickly unfolded as the fastest growing refugee crisis in Europe since World War II. Over 3 million Ukrainians have fled the country. This is USA Radio News. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week fell to its lowest level in 52 years as the U.S. job market continues to show some strength in the midst of rising inflation and an ongoing virus pandemic. Jobless claims fell by 28,000 to 187,000, the lowest since September of 1969, according to the Labor Department. In total, 1,350,000 Americans are collecting jobless aid. U.S. businesses posted a near record level of open jobs, 11.3 million at this time. A man has been arrested in connection with the mass shooting at an Arkansas car show over the weekend that left more than two dozen people injured and one dead. Brandon Knight of Jacksonville, Arkansas, was arrested after being released from the hospital. It was unclear why he had been hospitalized. He was charged with first-degree battery and aggravated assault. He's being held at the Dumas City Jail and will make his first court appearance this afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI.
1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Bethany asks, how do you complain? And who do you tell if you feel you were assaulted by your doctor?
Yeah, it's really hard. I mean, you know the rule of thumb where I say if there's an issue, you got to meet it head on? No. If you feel like you were assaulted by somebody, or medical provider, what you do is you would probably contact the medical board if you feel that's what happened. Now, what's some caveats here? Okay, let's say you have never had an exam before in your life, and you thought a pap smear was an X-ray, and so the doctor said, okay, we're going to perform a pap smear. What we do is we look inside your vagina, and we take a sample, etc. And you leave going, no, I heard you don't have to go through all that for a pap smear. That doesn't make sense. Okay, that is where it would be a fantastic, you know, opportunity to talk to the staff and say, you know, is that how it's done? But if you go to a doctor, you're there for like an ear infection, and you end up having to be naked, there's not a nurse in the room, so something's not right. And so the reason why I would then recommend contacting the medical board is because the medical board, I know my medical board in my state does a fantastic job of investigating every complaint. And then they would reach out to the medical provider, reach out, sometimes do an interview, sometimes ask for records, and then they try to get an idea of what's going on. They get called all the time, especially for a lot of BS cases. But if there is a pattern, or if they do feel that something like that is going on, then they will, immediately intervene. And so you might not be the only person. That one thing about doctors or professionals that abuse is they don't just do it once and then they never do it again going, oh, my bad. There's usually a pattern or a history. And if nobody complains, then nobody gets found out. Nobody, you know. We contacted a medical board on somebody who was he had actually been arrested. He got off, but he stole the chart from our office. And I had contacted the medical board going, wait a second here. I'm sure you guys heard, you know, do we have to make a formal report also with you guys? Like, no, we're aware of, you know, what happened and that. But yes, you know, you could give us your take, and, you know, like, well, you know, our issue is, you know, he stole something from our office, and this going on. 10 years later, this guy ends up getting arrested and is in jail now, probably for the rest of his life, for, drugging patients and raping them while they were unconscious and asleep. And so, you know, you contacting the medical board authorities, if you feel like, you know, you were criminally assaulted, sexually assaulted, you could contact the authorities. But it's something that I think a lot of people are afraid, and they go, look, I don't want to turn somebody in. What if I'm wrong? That's why, you know, you need to be able to talk to somebody. And when you do report an assault, I mean, I know it looks like in the movies, it's going to be somebody very, very cold saying, all right, what did they do? What did they touch? Thank you, signed here. Usually if you are a victim, they have people there that you can talk to, and you can say, look, is this by definition assault? You know, I can't tell you how many times people don't know, is that normal? Is that what an exam is supposed to be? Is that, you know, I was drinking and I said he could kiss me, but then it turned out to be sex. There are people that you know, will listen to your story and then say, look, yeah, that technically does fall under that, or, you know. So it's important for you to be able to share that. Don't keep it in. It's a lot of us, sadly, make that mistake. And then, you know, so I don't know if you heard about this, but there's an accusation of a Texas Cherokee County emergency room doctor. He has been accused of sexually abusing a child. According to a post on the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, they arrested Dr. Carl Kaufman. This was the result of an ongoing investigation and a search warrant that was executed at his home. Evidence gathered during the investigation that, I guess, allowed them to get two arrest warrants for continuous sexual abuse of a child. These arrest warrants were issued by Judge Michael Davis of the 369th Judicial District Court. His bond is set for $2 million. He's an ER physician and serves several hospitals in the area. It is unclear who the child was, if it was a patient, if it was somebody he knew. It always blows my mind when you hear of medical professionals, especially, being involved in such heinous, disgusting crimes. Because how do you go through, you should be screened. You know, medical school, if they think you're going to hurt somebody, you know, I mean, you get screened, you don't make it. Sadly, people do make it, and they make it through. There's a New Jersey doctor that has been arrested. There was a drug dealing bust. 38-year-old emergency room doctor in Hoboken, New Jersey, and the man that she lived with are facing a litany of drug charges. Serge Corporan, 31 years old, and Elizabeth Johnson. Elizabeth Johnson is a doctor at Hoboken University Medical Center. We're both arrested and charged with various drug-related crimes. Apparently, Corporan, her partner, sold cocaine in excess of 150 grams to an undercover officer on multiple dates. Again, you're a doctor. Why do you need to drug deal? You're making money. You're a doctor. Makes no sense. And you know how bad cocaine is. This is an ER doctor. How the heck? Now, again, this is, I mean, innocent until proven guilty. But I just don't get it. Subsequently, a search warrant at their shared apartment was executed Friday. They found 70 grams of cocaine, 60 ecstasy pills, drug paraphernalia. According to the prosecutors, there were over $15,000 worth of drugs recovered during the investigation. So now, the doctor and her partner are charged with distributing cocaine the first degree, distributing cocaine the second degree, intent to distribute, 500 feet, within 500 feet of public property, near a school. If you are 1,000 feet within a school, intent to distribute cocaine or MDMA ecstasy, multiple degrees with that. I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, it was so hard to become a doctor. I had to bust my ass for years. I worked so hard to think that somebody would, you know, you become a physician and you make a decent salary. Why people would give that up and lose it and you know, maybe there's just people that self-harm or they get greedy or they overspend or they, I don't know what it is. But the problem is when you have doctors that end up, you know, doing things like this, it, you know, another doctor in Knoxville, Tennessee has been suspended. This was one who worked at a veterans' homes. This was an investigation that this happened after an investigation of sexual misconduct. So the board issued an order of summary suspension of Dr. Randolph Lowry. He is an internal medicine physician at Ben Atchley State Veterans Home in Carnes, Tennessee. He is not now allowed to practice as a physician. Apparently, he engaged in sexual misconduct while working at this clinic. So, multiple witnesses said they did see the sexual misconduct. One patient who began seeing him for opioid addiction told investigators that he threatened to stop prescribing her Suboxone if she told anyone about the misconduct. So, I'm not sure if it involved him sleeping with somebody, him asking, I don't know. But, man, it says these people have got to get their acts together. And they shouldn't be practicing medicine. 1-877-DOLLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, you know, we are kind of at a very, not sure what's going to be the right word to say in terms of this, because it's, we have like huge humanitarian crisis right now going on in Ukraine. And we have hundreds of thousands of people that need rescuing out of Mariupol and multiple cities that are sadly haven't been taken over by Russian forces. As we spoke about the chemical warfare, anybody who is currently in Ukraine, if Russia is taking hold, is in huge danger. In fact, there's been reports of evacuees who couldn't evacuate in time being bused to Siberia in Russia to camps. Again, I can't confirm that, but these are things that are rumored. And based on everything I'm seeing paralleling what happened with, you know, pre-World War II, I wouldn't be surprised if Russia is holding soldiers of their own. We know Ukraine are holding prisoners We know Ukraine has Russian soldier prisoners. I am sure Russia is holding prisoners themselves because they could barter with it. They could say, if you surrender, you get your people back. So it's a very, very, very dangerous time. And the U.S. is going to be taking in refugees. Now, one of you had asked how much bigger is Ukraine, what are some of the size differences in terms of population? So if I remember correctly, okay, Russia is much bigger than Ukraine. I think a couple thousand percent bigger than Ukraine. Ukraine is tiny compared to Russia. In terms of population, though, Russia has about maybe 144 million people. Ukraine has 44 million, roughly. So it's over 3.5 times more in terms of population size. In terms of land and square footage, yes, Russia is huge. But in terms of population, they still have less population than America.
Let me just reconfirm that. And let me see here. I apologize. Yeah,
they've got 150 million. So, you know, Russia still pales in comparison to us. We have about 360 million people. In terms of size difference, Ukraine is smaller than Texas. Russia is about 1.8 times bigger than the U.S. So you can see, that's why whatever Ukraine is doing is amazing in terms of being able to stave it off. But of those 44 million in a country smaller than Texas, refugees are fleeing. They're going to Poland. They're going to Romania. Some are going to Russia and Belarus. I wouldn't do that, but we don't know if it's by choice. And so we're being told that we're going to get about 100,000 coming to America. Now, you know, one thing I wanted to say that I was just thinking about that. So remember I told you in World War II, my family, we had, you know, family in Germany, Austria, Poland, Lithuania at the time. And so the Polish family was telling, this was before World War II, but when Hitler was rising to power as chancellor and then became, you know, the leader of the Nazi regime, our Polish family was saying, come to Poland. And just like we're seeing Ukrainians flee to Poland. And thank God Poland's there. Now, Poland is part of NATO, so it's obviously a little more protective. But we're talking not in the 1930s, not the late 30s, early 40s. We are talking that my family, the only ones that survived the Holocaust, knew not to go to Poland, but decided to trek 3-4 times the distance to go to Palestine. I mean, you know, here we are in 2022, and evacuees from Ukraine are rushing into Poland. It's the closest country to them. They feel safe. It's a part of NATO. I don't blame them for doing that. But can you imagine what a decision that had to be to decide to travel to another continent, that you knew nothing about? And it's amazing that my Austrian family and it was a small family from Austria, small family from Russia that left the rest of their family because they didn't want to leave, how they had the gumption, the chutzpah to know to go all the way down to Palestine before obviously became Israel. Now, yes, I think there was Mossad. I think there were people that helped get people to safety. But, you know, that's got to be a big move. And so many Ukrainians are making the move to make it all the way to America. And that's in this day and age where there are airplanes and boats it's much easier to travel these days, especially with all the other countries helping. So I gotta hand it to anybody who's an evacuee or refugee, man, that's gotta be, that's gotta be scary. But I just couldn't imagine, you know, what happened, what's going on with them now and then what happened during World War II. But the U.S., though, what we do need to talk about very realistically and have an honest conversation is what are we going to do with all the refugees? And not just the Ukrainian refugees, which were anticipated about 100,000, it's going to be more, or the Afghanistan refugees, evacuees, which is about 125,000, I'm assuming more. But Title 42 expires at the end of the month. And Title 42 was put in place because of COVID. And it was a rule that I guess was put in place with the Trump administration that Biden kind of had to reenact because people were saying, wait a second, you're forcing us, you're forcing legal residents and citizens to take a test and not come to the United States. Are you doing all that with people coming, seeking asylum? Aren't we supposed to be testing everybody? Why is it just American citizens getting tested and not other people? And so this Title 42, and I hope if I'm getting it correctly, prevents mass importation of people due to us being in the midst of a pandemic. Well, as the airlines are like, look, guys, the pandemic, is not necessarily full blown right now. Can we, start to loosen these guidelines and let us go back to living? That's going to happen eventually with rules that are suppressing massive influxes of people at the border. That Title 42 is supposed to expire, I believe, at the end of March. So not only are we going to be needing to assume, and understandably so, Ukrainian refugees, Afghanistan refugees, but I'm hearing there are tens of thousands, if not more, people waiting at the border, such that the second Title 42 gets deferred or ended, people come over. And so, from a medical standpoint, from a society standpoint, from a job standpoint, we're not in the strongest state. U.S. is not as strong as it needs to be. And I want us to take people. I can't stand the fact that America turned people away, during pre-World War II and World War II. Multiple people were killed as a result, went to concentration camps. And so there is no way ever I would say that we turn people who are fleeing for their lives. That's what America's supposed to be, for. But realistically, what do? We have fentanyl coming over the border. We have cartels. We have people disguised or pretending to be refugees that are getting in here so that they could cause, trauma. I really do believe that the Taliban is holding some people's family hostage, and they are sending certain people saying, you go. And if you don't do what we say, we kill your family. So people who are pretending to be refugees because their family's at, gunpoint. So we are going to have some very honest conversations about how we approach and how we help everybody that has to come over, where the money's going to come from, what medical issues they might bring, what we need to train for, and we really need more medical facilities. 1-877-DOLLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.